Reflections from a longtime dairy industry leader, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Chris Galen just retired from his senior VP position with the National Milk Producers Federation and shares some observations about the dairy business today.
97-98% of farms are family owned. If we get away from that and it becomes more corporate owned, or the role of cooperatives themselves were to be diminished, I think that is not just bad from an optic standpoint, it's bad from a socioeconomic standpoint, it's bad for the rural character of a lot of places. If you don't have the family as part of the family farm dynamic, then you lose a lot of heritage, and I think it also makes it harder to sell our products and to talk about our products.
When Galen started with National Milk 27 years ago, the industry was focused on promoting nutrition.
Yes, that's an important message, but we need to also have a conversation with consumers about the conditions on farms that are producing that milk, because there are more and more questions about animal care, about the environmental impact of dairy farming, and also production practices.
Galen says there are fewer and larger dairy farms now than when he started at National Milk, but overall cow numbers have varied little.
We had something like 9.3 million dairy cows, and guess how many we have today? I think it's within 100,000 of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.